From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Water releases into the Missouri River are expected to increase in the coming days. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced Friday that it would increase the amount of water released from Gavin's Point Dam in South Dakota into the Missouri River. The amount of water released from the dam was reduced in mid-June due to high flows downstream, but the Corps said the amount of water released will nearly double by mid-July. The announcement came after the river crested in Omaha and caused minor flooding. The Corps says releases from all Missouri River Reservoir System dams will be maintained at higher than average rates over the next several months. Water levels downriver in Kansas and Missouri will now be affected. Over the weekend, people throughout the state gathered to protest the Trump administration's one-time policy to separate children from parents at the U.S. border. Protests were held in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis. The Columbia Missourian reports nearly 500 people turned out Saturday in Columbia for the rally and march, both organized by local groups including Como for Progress, MU Socialists, and Peaceworks. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports nearly 1,000 people gathered in St. Louis Saturday for the protest, which was part of the Families Belong Together demonstrations held across the country. Protesters were calling for an end to the detention of immigrant families and demanding that children be reunited with their parents now. Governor Mike Parson announced Friday that he approved the budget passed by the legislature for the 2019 fiscal year, which began yesterday. The $28.6 billion budget increases the amount going to K-12 schools and generally holds steady the amount going to higher education. Governor Parson made 21 line-item vetoes, mainly to new or expanded programs, totaling about $12 million. Parson also announced that he released all the spending restrictions that former Governor Eric Greitens had placed on the budget amid concerns that revenues would fall short of projections. The Missouri State Budget Director said revenues are up by about 5% over last year, which is now better than expected. But he said it's too late to spend the $195 million that have been released. A recent report says Missouri residents should be on the lookout for diseases caused by mosquito, flea, and tick bites. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the 12-year study by the Centers for Disease Control found that bug-borne diseases have more than tripled across the U.S. from 2004 to 2016. During that time period, 9 new bug-borne diseases have been introduced. While Missouri ranks around the average for mosquito-borne diseases, it is in the top 40% in cases of diseases caused by tick bites. Kathy Kinneman, a nurse practitioner at the Boone County Medical Group in Osage Beach, says she thinks increased awareness is causing more patients to seek treatment for bug-borne diseases, and the most common cases she deals with involve tick bites. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.